And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined by phone at this moment with another great resident composer for this year's 2019 Missouri International Composers Festival. Joining me is Theo Chandler. Theo, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us today.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad to do it.
Excellent. So, how did you discover your interest in music? What first got you really into it?
Well, I guess I played recorder in third grade. I could play a pretty good America the Beautiful, but that was about it. but then in sixth grade, I was allowed to start band, and my brother told me that the clarinet was very similar to the recorder, so I chose the clarinet. They're not similar at all.
No.
He totally made that one up. So from there, I guess I just took to the clarinet pretty quickly and decided that's what I wanted to do with my life. And so I was actually mainly just a clarinet performer, up until about my third year of my undergrad. And then that's when I made the switch over to composition.
And what made you choose composition?
Well, I think, I was always just writing little things here and there, maybe just, a few measures at a time, but never really finishing a piece or even a phrase. I think once I got to college, I found out that I could take composition lessons. So, and that suddenly made the whole thing more, real or more possible to me. So I took some lessons and realized that, I could compose for hours at a time and not get bored, whereas playing clarinet, I started to get bored pretty quickly as I was practicing. So, yeah, I guess I just decided that I enjoyed it more and made the switch.
Right on. And you still write a lot for the clarinet too, correct?
Right, yeah. And I still play. I still play, yeah.
Well, that's great. So tell us a little bit about the piece that you've got in the works for Alarm Will Sound for this year's festival.
Right, yeah. So the piece is called Familiar Punchlines. And I guess to explain it, I should probably start with, the process of composing it. So, I think a lot of composers feel this concern about repeating themselves, have this self-plagiarism or something, right? So, And I was definitely feeling that when I was starting this piece. I felt every time I would write an idea, I would it would feel like I had already done it before, and I was really hoping I could have come up with something new, and it just wasn't happening for a long time. And then I just realized that maybe it's fine that I'm wanting to reuse these old materials if I, change my perspective. So, for these past like 2 years, I've been writing these really serious pieces, maybe better described as self-serious pieces. And I think I had sort of gotten bogged down by that. So I thought, what if I took all of these ideas for all these serious pieces I've been writing and flipped them so they were kind of comical or lighter in character, right? And so that's basically the idea of the piece, is that I'm quoting myself in all these different situations and trying to poke a little fun at myself, I guess. So that's where the title Familiar Punchlines comes from. The familiar, these are familiar ideas to me, right? And punchline, because I think there's some humor in the piece.
Nice. Did you enjoy doing a retrospective piece like that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was really freeing, actually, because I suddenly felt like I wasn't having to, create everything again. I could reuse old materials and feel good about it, I guess. Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, what else have you got in the works then, leading up to the MICF or even afterwards?
Right. This summer I am before MICF, I'm going to be the composer in residence for the Maryland Wind Festival, which is a festival run by Tyler Austin. It's a really great conductor. Basically, they asked me to be composer in residence for their fifth anniversary. So I wrote a new short concertino for saxophone and winds. And so they're going to perform that, and then they're going to record that and another piece that I wrote for them before. So that should be really good. And I'm also going to the Bryn Pairs Festival before MICF. So that's, that's going to be a great opportunity. It's going to be some really great people there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, great. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Well, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day and talking to us a little bit about the piece that you're bringing to this year's MICF, and we really look forward to hearing it and to seeing it premiere with the seven other world premieres on July 27th here at the Missouri Theater in downtown Columbia. Theo, thanks again so much for taking a second.
Yeah, great. Thank you. No problem.
All right.